Chapter 79. New potatoes, minus the skins. Early rose potatoes, roasted in the ashes, southern style, served hot. Sliced tomatoes, with sugar or vinegar. Stewed tomatoes. Green corn, cut from the ear and served with butter and pepper. Green corn, on the ear. Hot corn pone, with chitlings, southern style. Hot hoe cake, southern style. Hot egg bread, southern style. Hot light bread, southern style. Buttermilk. Iced sweet milk. Apple dumplings, with real cream. Apple pie. Apple fritters. Apple puffs, southern style. Peach cobbler, southern style peach pie. American mince pie. Pumpkin pie. Squash pie. All sorts of American pastry. Fresh American fruits of all sorts, including strawberries which are not to be doled out, as if they were jewelry, but in a more liberal way. Ice water not prepared in the ineffectual goblet, but in the sincere and capable refrigerator. Americans intending to spend a year or so in European hotels will do well to copy this bill, and carry it along. They will find it an excellent thing to get up an appetite with, in the dispiriting presence of the squalid table d'hote carrot tea. Foreigners cannot enjoy our food, I suppose, any more than we can enjoy theirs. It is not strange, for tastes are made, not born. I might glorify my bill of fare until I was tired, but after all, the Scotchman would shake his head and say, "Where's your haggis?" And the Fijian would sigh and say, "Where's your missionary?" I have a neat talent in matters pertaining to nourishment. This has met with professional recognition. I have often furnished recipes for cookbooks. Here are some designs for pies and things, which I recently prepared for a friend's projected cookbook, but as I forgot to furnish diagrams and perspectives, they had to be left out, of course. Recipe for an ash cake, take a lot of water, and add to it a lot of coarse Indian meal, and about a quarter of a lot of salt. Mix well together, knead into the form of a 1, and let the pone stand a while not on its edge, but the other way. Rake away a place among the embers, lay it there, and cover it an inch deep with hot ashes. When it is done, remove it, blow off all the ashes but one layer, butter that one and eat. N.B.B. No household should ever be without this talisman. It has been noticed that tramps never return for another ash cake. Recipe for New English pie. To make this excellent breakfast dish, proceed as follows. Take a sufficiency of water and a sufficiency of flour, and construct a bulletproof dough. Work this into the form of a disc, with the edges turned up some 3/4 of an inch. Toughen and kiln dry in a couple days in a mild but unvarying temperature. Construct a cover for this redoubt in the same way, and of the same material. Fill with stewed dried apples, aggravate with cloves, lemon peel, and slabs of citron. Add 2 portions of New Orleans sugars, then solder on the lid and set in a safe place till it petrifies. Serve cold at breakfast and invite your enemy. Recipe for German coffee. Take a barrel of water, and bring it to a boil. Rub a chicory berry against a coffee berry, then convey the former into the water. Continue the boiling and evaporation until the intensity of the flavor and aroma of the coffee and chicory has been diminished to a proper degree, then set aside to cool. Now unharness the remains of a once cow from the plow, insert them in a hydraulic press, and when you shall have acquired a teaspoon of that pale blue juice which a German superstition regards as milk, modify the malignity of its strength in a bucket of tepid water and ring up the breakfast. Mix the beverage in a cold cup, partake with moderation, and keep a wet rag around your head to guard against overexcitement. To carve fowls in the German fashion, use a club, and avoid the joints. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.